The Complaint of Peace, 1517. What land or sea has not been the scene of the most merciless killing? What river has not been dyed with human blood, and what region has not been quenched with the blood of Christians? If you would embark on a war, first reflect seriously on the nature of war and the nature of peace, on the advantages and disadvantages which follow in their train, and then reflect on whether it can ever be to the public good to exchange peace for war. It is truly a wonderful thing to see a kingdom at the height of abundance, flourishing in all the arts, its cities well built, its lands well cultivated, provided with good laws, and promoting useful sciences and irreproachable morals. And then, your majesties, lay your hands on your heart and consider, if you have ever beheld the ruin of cities, villages burnt to ashes, churches razed and fields laid waste, and if you are moved by that pitiful sight, remember that such are the fruits of war. If you think it distressing to have to let into your realm a rabble of accursed mercenaries, to feed them at the expense of your hard-pressed subjects, to keep them happy and even to court their favour, and what is worse, to entrust your own person and your safety to their whims, remember, O princes, that such misfortunes are the fruits of war. War is the scourge of states and the tomb of justice. Laws are silenced by the clash of arms.